Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's 7:03. I'm Dale Johnson. 85 is our temperature this afternoon. Right now, 55 degrees. We're starting to see some of that fog, smoke, and haze. Prices being paid by businesses for goods and services is up. On average, supply managers expect their prices to increase by another 7.7% over the next 12 months. Most businesses will pass that along to you.
So that's a real, I won't say a warning, but it's certainly goes against what the Federal Reserve is saying is in terms of transitory. We're seeing prices moving upward, certainly at the wholesale level.
Creighton's economic forecasting director, Dr. Ernie Goss, says inflation has surged to another record high. More details from the July survey at KFORnow.com. Lincoln's air quality is expected to improve today. Smoky wildfires in Canada and the western U.S. has left a haze over Lincoln, pushing the air quality index into the yellow category. But parts of the state are in the orange range. Areas of northern Kansas are in the red. KFOR News Time is 7:04. Property taxes make up most of the money in Lancaster County's budget, but commissioners didn't spend it all because reevaluation brought in more cash. Couple that with money from the federal pandemic aid, and commissioners are seeing a surplus in cash. The Journal Star reports officials plan to lower the tax levy by 1 cent per $100 evaluation. The general fund budget will increase by just over $5 million. Starting at 8 this morning, North 48th Street from Cornhusker to Superior will be shut down for pavement repairs until Monday the 16th. And the deadline to submit a new design for Lincoln's city flag has been extended. You'll see details at KFORnow.com. Already we're starting to see some of the haze that we are accustomed to here from the smoky fires in California and other parts of the country. So we're starting the morning foggy and 55, eventually some sunshine, a high of 85. It's 7:06. I'm Dale Johnson, KFOR News.